drivetrain, limit screws, cable friction, bearings, wet and dry lube. The jargon alone is enough to keep me from touching any part of my bicycle besides the handlebars. And if there were a bike that needed help, mine is it. The gears barely shift, the front brake works better than the rear, so usually I coast to a stop. The tires look like one more ride might push them to disintegrate into shreds. It's all a bit too much. And Charlie Lowell of the Susitna Bike Institute in Anchorage insists that I'm not alone.
A lot of people are discouraged from riding their bikes because their bikes don't work. There's a lot of intimidation about what happens if I get a flat, I can't fix it.
Familiar, to say the least. Right now, Lowell leads a bike maintenance workshop at the Walk Bike Alaska Conference in Sitka. He's the youth program director at the Susitna Bike Institute, where he teaches all ages about how to keep their bikes in tip-top shape. Lowell gave us a few places to start.
So right here, I've got a pretty dirty chain, right? You want to get your chain lube, I like to kind of start back here, and you want to apply that to every link of the chain. And I'm being pretty generous with it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to maybe pedal backwards or forwards a few times, because I really want that oil to sink down into those nooks and crannies and crevices.
After that, he pinches a cleanish rag around the chain and spins the wheel.
So I'm gonna pinch pretty hard, and I like to pinch on the bottom. And I'm gonna pedal backwards, and I'm gonna make sure that doesn't happen. Gotta get that chain back on.
The chain falls off the gear cassette. Lowell slips it back on handily.
And immediately we can see our cleaning rag is not so clean anymore.
Grease and dirt leave thick black stripes on the rag as he continues to spin the wheel and clean the chain. The chain clean, we move on to other common bike problems. Scarier ones, like failing brakes.
If I know that my brake is messed up, I'm gonna start at the brake, right? Make sure that my brake isn't working right now, right? So I'm gonna follow the cable all the way back here. Oh, well, this cable's really loose. Follow the housing back to here. Oh, my brake isn't connected at all, right? So sometimes it's as easy as just connecting the brake. But really, really, it's not that hard to fix your bike.
Lowell has been fixing bikes since he was 12, so it comes naturally to him at this point. But he insists that none of the work is actually that hard. He says it all comes down to asking questions, paying attention to details, and sometimes careful trial and error.
We like to teach people how to be detectives. So, like I said earlier, if it looks weird, sounds weird, or feels weird, it's probably weird.
And where can those of us who have never fixed a flat tire start? Lowell suggests your local bike shop, or if you find yourself in Anchorage, stop by the Bike Institute.
I mean, nothing is better than kids on bikes, but we do offer classes to all Alaskans.
And when he finds himself stumped, he turns to the great, free, how-to resource, YouTube. Reporting in Sitka, I am Nina Sparling.